back, I'm so excited to be sharing with you the final audio in my three-part series on healing your thyroid. But before I dive in, a quick recap on what we've already covered, because why the heck not? So in audio one, I spoke about energy and fatigue and shared with you how to identify if what you're feeling is normal. Spoiler alert, it's probably not. The other thing I shared with you is how commonly thyroid issues are missed and dismissed, and how to identify based on symptoms if what you're experiencing is a thyroid issue and which type of thyroid issue that you might have. I also shared with you what tests need to be done to properly assess your thyroid, and most importantly, how to actually get your energy back and hope for you that you can, because you can, and I'm going to keep reminding you of that. In the second part of the series, we looked at weight and why struggles with losing weight can be much more nuanced, especially for those with underlying thyroid issues. I shared a bit about my client Emily's story to illustrate and gave you some of my favorite food swaps that you can start implementing today to support your thyroid. And now let's get into the third and final audio, where I'll cover a topic that I am incredibly passionate about and one I get asked about frequently. It's also a really common reason why many women join my thyroid rescue program. And that topic is all things fertility, your thyroid, and preconception care. If I only got to share one thing with women when it comes to preparing for pregnancy, it would be this. The most important time you have, the most important investment and gift you can give your future baby, is in doing adequate preparation at least 3 to 4 months prior to actively trying to conceive. By the time you are pregnant, you've already created the DNA that your baby is going to carry through life with them. There is this really unhelpful assumption out there that you only need to start to eat healthy, supplement, and look after yourself once you're actually pregnant. And while you should absolutely do that, it's actually not the window of time where you have the most influence. Your thyroid plays a significant role in both getting pregnant and holding a pregnancy full term or avoiding miscarriage. In fact, amongst practitioners, pregnancy has been touted the ultimate stress test for the thyroid. And while that can and does sound a little bit confronting, all that I want you to take away from that is to know that it's important to support, nourish, and know your thyroid before actively trying to conceive, because the reality is your body is completely capable of said stress, and as long as you have the equipment you need, the preparation you need, there's no reason why you can't go through that journey successfully. I want to also bring to your attention a few important things when it comes to thyroid health and pregnancy. So firstly, having a TSH above 2.5 does increase the risk of miscarriage, as does the presence of thyroid antibodies. And again, while that can sound confronting, the incredible thing about it is that if we know about it, if we know about this, i.e. we take time to properly look into it and we look into your thyroid before you try and conceive, there is a lot that we can do to turn this around. While Hashimoto's and having an underactive thyroid can and does impact fertility, it's not a diagnosis of infertility. It's an invitation to do some more work to support your body. Another really important fact that I need you to understand is that in order to get pregnant, you need to ovulate, right? And in order to ovulate, you need adequate thyroid hormone. As you can see, thyroid hormone not only helps you maintain a healthy pregnancy, but it's a crucial ingredient in falling pregnant in the very first place. Moving forward in the journey, once you are pregnant, there are many roles it plays. For example, in the first trimester, your body supplies all the thyroid hormones and iodine for both you and your baby. This is what fuels your baby's growth and brain development. For the first trimester, for trimester 2 and 3, your body supplies some thyroid hormones and all of the iodine for your baby. If you don't have enough thyroid hormone, it also increases the risk of several issues for mum, including miscarriage or early pregnancy loss, which we spoke about a little bit earlier, preeclampsia, which is high blood pressure, anemia, preterm birth, low birth weight, and developmental delays and congenital malformations. And I know hearing all of that can feel really scary, but what I'm trying to help you understand is that while there are risks and things that can go quote unquote wrong, There is so much you can do to prepare your body for pregnancy that negates or reduces this significantly, and that is what I want you to focus on. I also think it's really important to share that I see my patients who go through adequate preconception care also have a better recovery postpartum when they've taken the time to invest in nourishing themselves prior to and during pregnancy. You see, post-pregnancy is a period of time where thyroid issues can be triggered, and you might have even experienced this yourself or know someone who has. The reason this is that there are both, you know, there's both a big hormonal shift as well as big shifts in the immune system. And your immune system during pregnancy changes, or kind of like, I guess, gets somewhat suppressed in a way to allow another human with at least partly foreign DNA, i.e. from your partner, to grow inside of you. Then after birth, your immune system gets switched back on, for lack of a better term, and in some cases can kind of overshoot the mark, and a thyroid issue can be triggered. This, of course, doesn't always happen, or, you know, everyone who has a baby would be walking around with thyroid issues, right? And they're not. It's a higher risk for women who go into pregnancy or through pregnancy with Hashimoto's, Graves' disease, or an underactive or overactive thyroid. So now that I have hopefully convinced you that really looking into and after your thyroid health prior to actively conceiving is a great idea, I want to share three tests I encourage all of my thyroid patients and fertility patients to do in preparation for creating a mini human. Number one is a proper thyroid panel. This includes TSH, free T4, free T3, and thyroid antibodies as a bare minimum. The next thing is a random urinary iodine with urinary creatinine. It's important to do this test fasted, first thing in the morning, and to avoid seafood, sea vegetables, iodine-containing supplements, and iodized sea salt a few days before the test. And there's also an important formula that needs to be used to correct the result for how concentrated or dilute your urine sample is. And a good practitioner can help you do this. I've also done a post on Instagram about this if you want to go and check that out. And if you can't find it, you can always send me an Instagram message and I can link you to it. And then number three is iron studies with CRP. Because iron is one of the building blocks for thyroid hormones and also is a really important thing to have optimized before falling pregnant because your blood volume and iron needs increase in pregnancy. This test also needs to be done fasted, first thing in the morning, and you should avoid iron supplements at least 24 hours before and also avoid strenuous exercise 24 hours before because it can change the way your iron results present. And again, you know, a good practitioner will be able to help support you through this. It's not something you have to know all the things about and go it alone. It's just something I like to share because I very commonly see this be, I guess, tested incorrectly, and then I have to go and send someone back to the lab and back to the doctor and go through that whole process again. And we don't want to waste blood tests, right? All right. So at this point in the podcast, I want us to all take a deep inhale and exhale. I think the topic of fertility and pregnancy can be, gosh, like such an emotional one, right? And understandably so. Whether you've experienced miscarriage in the past, been trying unsuccessfully for what feels like forever to start a family, if you have Hashimoto's or a thyroid issue and feel overwhelmed with trying to understand how to manage this in relation to fertility, or you've experienced the kind of triggering of a thyroid issue after pregnancy and feel apprehensive or nervous moving into growing your family further, I 100% am witnessing you in that, in all of that emotion. It's all totally valid to feel what you feel, and you're not alone at all. I can't express enough how beneficial it is not only to do this kind of preconception prep, but more importantly, to do it in a supported way. It's a minefield out there when it comes to sifting through information about what to do, what not to do, what you should and shouldn't worry about, and the energy it takes to formulate your own plan, decide what your strategy should be, and continue to motivate yourself to implement it. It's just huge, right? It's a huge load to carry by yourself. I get asked often whether thyroid rescue is appropriate for preconception care, and I actually cannot think of a more supportive container for doing this work, especially doing this work with the one-to-one option in Thyroid Rescue Plus. All of the naturopaths that work with me have just the most incredible knowledge and experience in not just thyroid health, but fertility, gut, and hormones too. And in Thyroid Rescue, we look over and chat through all things hormones, pregnancy, fertility as it relates to your thyroid. We take you through a detox protocol, which is incredibly important when it comes to preconception and pregnancy. And we are also there supporting your gut, adrenals, and nervous system along the way. If you feel the pull to nourish yourself and get support in creating the healthiest and most vibrant version of yourself to create a beautifully supported and more fertile body, then Thyroid Rescue is a fantastic container for just that. If you're not looking to fall pregnant right now, but you just want to improve your hormones, then this is also a beautiful and perfectly matched process for you too. As we are at the end of this free mini podcast series, I want to share a little bit more about the Thyroid Rescue program with you before we wrap up. So Thyroid Rescue in a nutshell, or a natshell as I like to call it because it's a little bit longer than a nutshell, is a 12-week online program that comes with optional one-to-one support. So the basic version of the program includes meal plans, recipes, and shopping lists for optimal thyroid, hormone, gut, and liver health, basic supplement recommendations, over 60 lessons delivered on a private Thyroid Rescue platform covering all aspects of thyroid health across areas like hormones, mood, energy, weight, sleep, stress, gut health, and more. We have exercise recommendations and suggestions for supporting your thyroid. There's a private Facebook support community run by me and monitored daily. There's live weekly group coaching calls with me, which are also recorded. So if you can't make it live, you are able to listen back to the replay. And you also get lifetime access to the program content, the Facebook support group, and the group coaching call replays. And if you're wanting some additional support, there is our most popular version of the Thyroid Rescue program called Thyroid Rescue Plus, which comes with everything I've just mentioned in the basic version, plus 3 one-to-one comprehensive naturopathic and nutritional consultations. So this includes 1 60 to 75 minute initial consultation and then 2 45 to 60 minute follow-up consultations. And these are run by my 2 incredible and experienced naturopaths and nutritionists, Haley and Chloe, and are designed to really dig deep into your unique case. We will go through all of your medical history, your current symptoms, and any blood tests or other tests you've had done recently. We'll also put together a personalized supplement plan for you if that's necessary, and we'll help order any further testing we feel is missing, which is almost always the case. And of course, we will ensure your test results are analyzed thoroughly and explained to you in detail so you have a full understanding of what's happening in your body and a really clear path laid out forward for you. Now, although Haley and Chloe will be the ones that you actually interact with on those Zoom consultations, I'm also across your case and giving my 2 cents behind the scenes as we work as a team to ensure nothing is missed. So at any one time, you pretty much have at least 2, if not 3 practitioners looking over your case, which is pretty comforting to know, if I do say so myself. You also have access to your Thyroid Rescue naturopath or nutritionist 2 days a week on Voxer, which is kind of like a text messaging or voice messaging service for any urgent or clarifying questions you have between your consultations. As a team, we really aim to ensure that the experience you have in Thyroid Rescue is fully supported and results driven, and it really is truly holistic. We have all been through our own health journeys and struggles, so we genuinely get it. And between us all, we've had decades of experience working in this space, so we've learnt a thing or two in our time. Because we do aim to be so incredibly thorough and supportive, there is a limit on the number of spots that we allow into each live round of Thyroid Rescue, and spots do fill up really quickly. I also don't plan to run another live round of Thyroid Rescue until next year, so this is your last chance until 2022 to be part of a live Thyroid Rescue round. a reminder that you absolutely do not have to have all your ducks in a row to join. The longer you wait to implement change and get support, the longer and harder the road back. We have a bit of a motto in Thyroid Rescue that is progress over perfection. It's our belief and experience that tells us that it isn't the people who are perfect that get results, it's those that are consistent. And it's much, much easier to be consistent if you are fully supported in a container like Thyroid Rescue. I know change can be scary. I know committing to something can feel unsettling, but so far over 100 women have gone through Thyroid Rescue, and every single person who has completed the program and followed our recommendations has left with not only no regrets, but with more energy, confidence, sense of vitality, deeper compassion for themselves, and significantly better thyroid health. This is not designed to be something you do and then just go back to your old ways. This is designed as a process to help you truly understand what's holding you back and giving you the tools and support to break free from shitty symptoms and actually start feeling the best you have in years. If there is one thing I know to be true, it's this. It's impossible to be the best version of yourself, to show up in your life the way you want to be the kind of friend, mum, partner, or person you want to be for those around you if you don't have vibrant health. The only way you can access that is if you decide to take imperfect action, and this is your invitation to have our support in doing so. If you're ready to experience all of that and more, then now is your time. You can sign up via the link sent to you in the emails that have been coming through to you while spots are still available. And if you're not sure or you want to chat with me first, you can also still book a free thyroid assessment call while spots are available. Again, the link to do that is in the emails you're receiving from me at the moment. I genuinely, truly hope that you've enjoyed this series as much as I have enjoyed putting it together for you, and I cannot wait to see some of you inside the incredible next round of Thyroid Rescue soon. Know that you deserve to feel energized, vibrant, and alive every day. If you're ready to start living as your best and healthiest self, it would be an absolute honor to support you on that journey. I'll see some of you super soon. We'll be right back.